Cardiff. This is Dennis.
This is me again, Irma.
Hey, Irma. Let me see here. I don't know why they're taking so long. Take calls directly from customer, but... Okay, let me see if I can have my underwriter give you a call directly, actually.
Your underwriter is going to call me?
I'm going to see if he will directly, because I don't have a way to... We changed our phone system, and all the numbers changed. They actually moved to a different part of the building. I could walk over there, but I'm not really allowed to. It's kind of silly. But, I'm trying to message him. We have a little messenger thing we use here, and he hasn't got back to me yet, so... Let me try to. I can get a number for him. Let me call him and tell him to either give me a call or.
Can I hold? Because my husband is right here in front of my face.
Sure.
He's very upset.
Sure, not a problem.
So I really, really need an answer like right now.
Yeah, not a problem. Let me message him real quick and at least maybe try to get a number for him too. Just one sec. Hopefully he gets right back to me.
Do we have I guess you don't have a contact person in the company.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, is get a point of contact, because the loan is actually being serviced through Ascentium Capital. I mean, I could probably just look those guys up online. Ascentium Capital. And see if I can get your loan number that's under... Okay, I did find a toll-free number. Well, let's see here. It says, for questions about your existing finance contract. Okay, so it's the number is 866-846-3646.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I can get a loan number for you real quick, too, to reference. Because they're taking forever to get back to me on everything. I don't know what's going on around here.
Yeah, well, I need you to take care of that for me. I mean,
I just know with being that it's in their hands now, I know they won't talk to me, though, is the only downside to it. Let's see here. Yeah, because I've tried before, and they're like, well, you're not the person, so. Let's see here. Okay, it does have... weird. Okay. So it says customer number 215-7918.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see if there's any other information. It has an application number, but I think your customer number is what you need to reference it. And we can't transfer anymore either. Our phones are actually all on the computer. It's totally different now, instead of having a real phone. But if he gets a hold of me and gives me a number or the actual answer before that, I'll call you right away.
Yeah, but
I don't know if he's at his desk or I don't know why either. I don't know if they had if he's even here, to be honest with you. But normally he gets right to me.
Okay, can you please keep trying? Because, I'm getting over here. My husband is calling. And now he just got home, and I don't have any answer for him, and he really gets upset.
I don't blame him at all. I'd be upset, too. I'd be upset as well. And I asked him on Friday, or I think it was even before Friday, whenever you asked me.
Can you call that number and try to find out with the information that you gave me?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and also I'm looking at the contract that you sent me, and there's another number in there. It says agreement number 2182889.
Let me see. Yeah, that's I have that as an application number, right? But it says so I have that as an application number, then I have the other one I gave you as the customer number.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it would have been one of those two.
Yeah, can you please call and find out what's going on?
Absolutely. Yep, I'll give him a call and see if I can get some answers for you.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.